Pastor Walker, can you talk about what's taking place right now?
Well, folks from our community trying to cry out to Clark to do, first of all, the right thing, to do the just thing, to hire people from this community, from our city, to build these major projects. We have billions of dollars in projects, federal, both federal and local projects, that the district and their contractors and developers refuse to hire our workers, who are certainly qualified and capable. All of these jobs and monies, every time a truck comes through here, that's money that's leaving the District of Columbia. And so the Missionary Baptist Ministers Conference stand with our members, we stand with our community in just crying out. It's just unfair. It's just unfair. It's unjust in the times that we live in. It's a new form of slavery, a new form of oppression.
One of the chants was something along the lines of district residents want to work.
Exactly. That's without a shadow of a doubt. We have people who are trained. We have people who have been upstanding citizens. The joblessness rate, the unemployment rate is just staggering here in this community when there are jobs. There are jobs. It's not that they're not jobs. It's not that there are no projects. This project is a multi-year project, multiple billions of dollars, and people who are less than footsteps away can't get hired here. And Clark Construction, to be a good corporate citizen in this community, should have and follow the laws that's on the books in a very real sense. These are laws that are on the books as it relates to First Source, the proportion number of citizens that should work on these projects, minorities, and all of those things like that. And they're capable. These are able-bodied men who want to work, who desire to work, residents of the District of Columbia.
Why is it so hard to get this message through?
It's all about profits. It's all about the bottom line. They know that they can sub these contractors out to persons in West Virginia who don't hold the same laws, who don't have the same wages, if you will, in terms of non-union workers. They can go to these depressed areas, and people are willing to drive an hour. In this economy, people are willing to drive an hour, 2 hours, stay in a hotel over in Virginia somewhere, over in Maryland, and take that paycheck back to those depressed areas. They're willing to do that. But what happens in this instance, they do it to D.C. now. In this community, they'll do it to other communities as well. And all we're saying is that the pie is big enough for all of us to have a share in. Pie is big enough. These are federal jobs. The citizens of the District of Columbia are the most disenfranchised citizens in the nation. And all we're saying is we want a fair share. If they do this to us on the front end in building this project, the same thing will happen when the clerks go in there. The same thing will happen when the analysts go in there. The same thing will happen when security goes in there. It won't be people from this community and from the District of Columbia working these jobs. And so we want to get on the front end of this and say, listen, if you start this project off this way, the next 40 years, it'll be the same way. It'll be the same way.
There are hundreds of people here. I can't remember a protest with quite this much energy. Are you surprised at the intensity and the numbers?
No, absolutely not. Because this time of day, most of these persons are unemployed. They're able-bodied. These are civil-minded, upstanding citizens, many of them. They've been trained through various job training programs. They've been promised jobs. And this frustration. This is a peaceful demonstration. But as part of the clergy, members of the clergy that are represented here, we're saying if we don't do something about this, this kind of energy will boil over and be destructive. And we don't want that. So to sit at the table and be fair to those who live and have a vested interest and stake in this community.
You think that if these concerns aren't addressed, there could be trouble going forward?
Oh my! It's we've seen it all over the world. You can only oppress people so long. And so these are citizens who are crying out now and saying, listen, just be fair, be right. The pie is large enough. And we understand this is a federal project. This is different than a project that's funded by DC residents. But the same thing happens because Clark is doing the federal side as well as the district. So the same practices that happen here in terms of the federal side is also happening in terms of large projects that are funded by the District of Columbia.
One of the big problems is, they claim is that they can't hire folks who are returning citizens or ex-offenders. Your thoughts on that?
It's just a smoke screen. It's a farce. Many of the unions, all of the trade unions, they qualify their applicants. There may be a few who are unqualified based upon those status, but if you look at the track record, you see the overwhelming majority of these citizens don't fall into those categories. If you haven't given me an opportunity, a real opportunity to apply the job and look at my qualifications, it's unfair to just cut a broad sweep to any community, Ward 7, Ward 8, the citizens of the District of Columbia, and say that they're returning citizens and therefore we can't hire them. Who's looking at those citizens in West Virginia? Are any of those returning citizens? You know, who's looking at those citizens who are coming from Virginia? Who's examining those records? The records are when organizers start looking into the records and looking at the numbers, the numbers simply don't hold true. That's just simply not true.
Lastly, any final thoughts you have, and are you hopeful going forward that these concerns will be heard?
I'm in the hope business, so I'm always hopeful that these persons' powers to be, our politicians, community stakeholders, sit down at the table and come with reasonable solutions and work with the community on these concerns. We're always hopeful, but at some juncture, we as citizens of the District of Columbia, we can't just sit isolated in silos in our individual homes and communities and not cry out as people. I'm also hopeful that the other wards of the city, that other persons other than those who are brown and black will come out and stand, because these jobs, construction jobs, labor jobs, is just again the front, because it's blue collar today, but when this building gets finished, this project gets finished, it's going to be white collar, and it's going to be no different.
Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.